This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Welcome to the program. We got football tonight. Hour 1, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Stay as long as you like. Just turn the lights out when you leave. My starting lineup, Fritzy, Seton, Marvin, Paulie, and yours truly. Tonight, it's the Eagles hosting the Vikings, and the Vikings are getting 6.5. Over-under is 49. So the Vikings in prime time, and it usually doesn't go well for Kirk Cousins. He's 4-10 in primetime road games, so he's one of 5 quarterbacks with double-digit road primetime losses. Eli Manning. Eli was 6-17 in primetime on the road. Andy Dalton was 1-14. Aaron Rodgers, 12-14. Ben Roethlisberger was 9-11. Kirk Cousins, 0-3 Thursday night road games. He lost to the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Rams.
Woo!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. By the way, this hour is brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something really awesome. Getting back from Dublin, the trip, the restaurants, and Discover is going to double the cash back that we earned over there. See terms. Check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Say good morning. Good morning to those watching on Peacock and our streaming partners. And also our radio affiliates around the country, those chatting on Chat Row. Operator Tyler standing by. Take your phone calls, play of the day, poll question, stat of the day. All of that is forthcoming. I was thinking about this last night, even today, about Kirk Cousins. Normally, that would be a story, a person you would root for. Be like, okay, came out of Michigan State, not, you know, widely heralded. You had him going to Washington. They spent their first-round pick on RG3. He goes in the fourth round. And you're like, oh, okay. Well, he'll be a nice backup. Then all of a sudden he gets to play. And then all of a sudden, I think what turned people against him or turned people off with Kirk Cousins was when he got the first guaranteed, all guaranteed contract. And I remember talking to a source with the NFL, and he said the night before, he goes, "You're going to have something to talk about tomorrow." And I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Kirk Cousins is going to get all of his money guaranteed." And I just remember people saying, "Kirk Cousins? Why Kirk Cousins?" I don't know. You know, right place, right time. He's been a good businessman. And he's been a pretty good quarterback, right? If you look at the numbers, but the numbers do lie, because you want to see what you need to do when you need to do it. And that's where Kirk has not come through with, you know, a quarterback who is commensurate to being one of the higher paid quarterbacks in the game. But it's weird because if you've heard him on the show or you saw him on the documentary on Netflix, he comes across as just a normal good guy driving a minivan, playing football, showing up in a plaid shirt. You know, that's it. That's who he is. Pretty simple. But I was wondering, why is it people, he doesn't say anything that's really controversial, right? I mean, he had one quote, you know, "But how do you like me now?" "Are you like that?" Like, okay, that's it. But other than that, why don't we root for him? Can we solve why we don't root for Kirk D. Cousins? Yes, Paul.
It does seem people turn towards him after the Netflix series Quarterback. They're like, "Oh, this guy's a good guy." Yeah. I never thought he was a good guy. I think if you're a Vikings fan, remember they had that really good team, what was that, 2017? They almost hosted the Super Bowl, and they decided to upgrade and boot Case Keenum. And the upgrade got you two playoff appearances in 5 years and not any closer to the Super Bowl. So if you're a Vikings fan, you're like, "Yeah, we like him. He's a good guy. He's nice in town. He puts up great regular season stats. They won 13 games last year, but are we closer to the Super Bowl or same distance?"
Well, you're not closer this year. I mean, they're sort of a weird team because they feel like 10-7 if all goes well. But then are you going to pay him? Are you going to franchise him again for the third time in his career? He'd be franchise tagged? Yes, Paulie.
And if you're a third-time franchise tag, it bumps up the cost. I mean, he would make north of $50 million for that one season if he franchise tagged him. North of $50 million.
Yeah. Okay.
But you're, like you say, they're in no man's land, Minnesota. They're competitive, and they're not in play for Caleb Williams. They're not. They're never going to be that bad.
But what is it about Kirk Cousins? You know, fourth-round draft pick. You know, he's the underdog. And then all of a sudden, we turned against him. Yes, Eden.
I don't know if it turned against him. I don't know if there's people that necessarily root against Kirk Cousins.
I think people goof on Kirk Cousins.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Okay.
But because he doesn't have, he sort of is like a giveth, taketh, awayeth kind of guy, isn't he? Where you're like, dang, he has like an awesome game, and then the next game he'll throw like three interceptions. And you're like, dang, what the heck with this dude?
But would you rather have Mac Jones or Kirk Cousins?
But see, now, even if you're asking that question, you've already, that is probably horribly insulting to Kirk Cousins.
Well, how many teams would take Kirk Cousins? I guess is the point I'm trying to make, that he is, not everybody is going to be Patrick Mahomes. We expect everybody to be like, "Oh, you know, let me see what you can do. Can you throw 45 touchdowns?" Not everybody can do that. You can still be good enough to play in the NFL. And Kirk Cousins is a 29 touchdowns, 13 or 14 interceptions guy. That's what he feels like. I mean, that's not bad.
He feels a little bit like a retro quarterback.
He would be great in the 70s.
Right, like he's not a modern quarterback. It's like in a league full of Ferraris, he's a Studebaker or something. You know what I mean? Where you're like, all right, yeah, he's
Honda Accord.
Yeah, okay, yeah, maybe he's a Honda Accord. But like from the 80s, you know, a little bit of like a throwback kind of guy or something that,
right, like a Ford Pinto.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Paulie.
I think I would take Kirk Cousins in the fall and Mac Jones in January, because Mac Jones has not proven that he's that much yet, but he does seem like he would be good in a clutch situation. He has been a little bit in the past. I don't know. It's just people have trouble buying into Kirk Cousins again as far as like the Vikings going further.
Oh, I would never be surprised where I go, man, Kirk Cousins didn't play well in primetime or a big game. But I do think he's a good quarterback. He's not great. He's not going to be something. It's like Dak Prescott. We keep waiting for Dak Prescott to be something that I don't think he is. Yes, Eden.
Mac Jones this weekend was gifted two opportunities in the last like three or four minutes of the game to beat the Eagles, and they couldn't punch it in. He was gifted. It was dropped right in his lap in good field position, and it's like, all right, dude, now just take him in and win it, and he couldn't.
But you would take him over Ryan Tannehill, right? You'd take him over Kenny Pickett? Yeah?
Pickett hasn't done much.
Yeah. But, I mean, he is a good quarterback, just not great. Would you take him over Russell Wilson Jr. the third?
How dare you? How dare you?
Dare you?
How dare you?
Fritzy, would you take Kirk Cousins over Russell Wilson?
I would not. I'm still holding out hope that the old Russell Wilson will rear his head in the coming weeks.
Okay.
if you remove last year, which is really tough to do with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you can't.
Peak Russell was great in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Great in prime time.
Yes. He was somebody that I had on the short list of, given the ball, he can be my quarterback. 2 minutes ago, trying to win a game down four.
I could find in my notes 3 or 4 years ago, we were discussing who would you want in the fourth quarter, Brady or Russell Wilson. That was 3 years ago.
Well, we saw it in the Super Bowl when they went toe-to-toe, and New England did not have an answer for Russell Wilson back then. You know, for a team that was led by their defense, they relied on Russell Wilson to keep them in that game against New England. All right, 877-3DP show. Poll question for hour one is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Well, I've been sitting here workshopping a week two NFL must-winningest game this weekend.
Ooh, must-winningest.
Must-winningest game this weekend. Okay. We talked about this a little bit before the show.
All right.
Just throw out a couple of options. You guys, by all means, please help populate.
Okay.
Is Broncos-Commanders a must-win game this weekend for the Broncos?
I think it's a must-play-well game for Russell Wilson. I don't know. What are our expectation levels for the Broncos?
Well, I think that there were expectations for the Broncos this year. New coach, Russell Wilson's going to get back on track. Mm. Sean Payton's going to right the ship.
Mm. Okay.
How about, for me, Bengals-Ravens. Bengals absolutely must win that game.
I agree.
You can't go down 0-2.
In your division.
In your division.
And it's a home game against the Ravens.
Right.
Yes, Paul.
I'll say the must-ish win for me is Giants-Cardinals, the Giants. The Giants were expected to be a playoff team or compete for a playoff spot this year. They got waxed. It's on a tee to right the ship at the Cardinals, supposedly the worst team in football. If the Cardinals go 0-2, or the Giants go 0-2, call the season off and do whatever you're going to do.
Call the season off.
Because then they really stink. Dallas could have been an aberration, but they got waxed. If they somehow lose to the Cardinals, who don't want to win, by the way, where their goal is to not win.
How about must-winningest Chargers at Titans? Chargers need to win this weekend.
Ooh, yeah, okay. That's a must-winningest.
That feels must-winningest.
Yeah. So Ravens, Bengals, definitely for the Bengals. Let's see. What about the Jets? Like the Cowboys hosting? The Cowboys hosting the Jets? I know it's not must-winningest, but that's where you want to prove that you are one of the elite teams. And you just, you know, demolish the Giants. You come back home. Everybody's talking about how great you guys are. You're 9-point favorites.
Facing good defense. That's going to be tough.
Is this a must-win for the Chiefs in Jacksonville? How about a must-win the Bills at home against the Raiders?
That was my answer.
I was flirting with that one, too, but the Bills seem like they could still make the playoffs if they start slow because it feels like the Jets are less threatening, and you just got to get past Miami.
All right. Is there another must-winningest?
It's not Dolphins-Patriots. Dolphins don't have to win that game.
No.
And it'd be nice, but you don't have to.
And it's not must-win for the Patriots. I don't think we have great expectations.
They're like any win.
Yeah. Is there any other must-winningest?
Browns-Steelers. Nobody has to win that game. I don't feel like there was big expectations for the Steelers this year, were there?
Yeah, I think they were a sneaky pick. But, okay, you get embarrassed at home, and now the Browns come in. But also, when you say must winningest, are we talking about heads are going to roll, somebody's going to get fired, that means you're not going to be one of the better teams this year?
I think all those things.
But if you're the Steelers, Mike Tomlin's not getting fired.
No.
They're not replacing Kenny Pickett. People probably think you're the fourth best team in that division.
If Kenny Pickett doesn't play well this year, you don't think they'll look elsewhere?
Deep draft.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, see, I think the Bengals have a lot of expectations on themselves. This
absolutely.
Year. Massive expectations.
Absolutely. Yes. I think that would probably be my must winningest game. That's up there.
Colts, Texans, somebody's probably going to win that game, but nobody really needs to.
Technically, someone.
Okay. Packers, Falcons. Like, the Packers just look great against Chicago. People loving Jordan Love. And now you go to the Falcons. Falcons, dangerous team, good offense, playing at home, little momentum there. Anybody?
Any takers?
No.
But Saints, Panthers. The Panthers don't need to win that game. The Saints should. It'd be very helpful.
Yeah.
Right? But they don't. It's not a must win for them.
Yeah. But you have the Vikings are going to Philadelphia, and then they come home, and then they have the Chargers coming to town, I think. Like, you start out 0-3?
Question mark? Oy. That Vikings might have to win this weekend.
Tonight.
Tonight. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Throw out the records.
Dang. Must win tonight. Must win Thursday. Jeepers, creepers. I don't know that anybody was ready for that.
Let's go.
By the way, DraftKings, anytime touchdown scorer. Think about that one. We'll have that after the break. Also, the over-under for both teams tonight. I'll have that for you coming up as well. We'll get to phone calls. We'll settle on our poll question as well. Nick Wright, our good buddy, he got a tattoo. He thought the Chiefs were going to go undefeated. He got a never a doubt tattoo. He'll join us coming up and try to explain that. Brian Windhorst from the Mothership on the load management possibilities coming up this season. And how the NBA is going to try to enforce this, that star players are playing more often than they are accustomed to. All right, we'll take a break. Just getting started. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock is here to help you. Now, you're probably saying, I don't need LifeLock. You may not feel that way, but it's not a question of if, but when something happens. Somebody takes advantage of all the information, personal information that gets exposed so often, and it's easy for cyber criminals to steal your identity. Plus, if you have students who are in college, your children are there, and somebody can take advantage of the student's newfound freedom and access personal information. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name, crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Now, LifeLock is quick to point out no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but they're the best at doing this. Join now, save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Todd, you like this song?
I like it a lot. Figures, right?
Who is this?
This is a band called Go West.
Go West.
I know the song from Pretty Woman.
Yeah, Pretty Woman. Oh, this is a big one.
Okay.
I knew it was in a movie.
Go West. All right.
Can anyone name another Go West song?
I couldn't name this one, so I can't name another one.
The Queen of Wishful Thinking? Do they have a sequel?
Thank you, Todd.
We Close Our Eyes was their other hit.
Of course. Okay.
Yes. Back to you.
What's the poll question we're going to go with, Seton?
Who would you rather have a quarterback for your team, Dan? Kirk Cousins or Russell Wilson?
Wow, that is spicy today.
That is, yeah.
That is spicy.
That is, and fuego.
We have a, by the way, according to DraftKings, who has the best odds to score a touchdown tonight? Marvin, start with you.
Jalen Hurts.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Maybe I should have said... Now, I guess this is running or passing. Is that what it would be? It says anytime touchdown scorer.
Oh, so if he throws one, he gets it before the person he throws
it to? I don't know. I don't know what that means. Anytime touchdown scorer. Maybe Dylan, our graphics guy, who's part of our gambling podcast, would. By the way, we have another episode of Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble later on today. And Dylan is going to try to go for a three-peat. That would be another three-leg parlay that he'll miss all three legs of the parlay.
So would he go 0 for 3, or is he going 0 for 9, or is he both? Because he would miss on all nine legs of those three bets, right?
Yeah.
Those three parlays, he would miss on all nine legs. So he's at the same time going 0 for 3 and 0 for 9.
Okay.
Maybe. Right now he's 0 for 2, 0 for 6.
But it would be one bet on these three legs, but he would also have lost all three of those legs. So you're right. So right now, he's gone 0 for 6, and he has another three-team parlay that he'll unveil guaranteed to go wrong.
I feel pretty good about it, though.
Yeah.
Messed up the graphic, but that's all good.
Yeah. All right, so I should have said anytime touchdown score, second best odds. Todd?
Justin Jefferson.
Nope.
That was my guess.
Seton had Justin Jefferson. Paulie?
Alexander Mattison.
He is sixth, fifth or sixth.
Alexander Mattison.
Alexander Mattison.
That was Hamilton.
Yeah, he was in Hamilton. A.J. Brown would be your answer there.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, second best.
Did you see that with the original cast?
Yes, I did.
Two times.
Yes. Over-under for each team. I think Vegas is expecting a 27-20 game. 27-21, 28-21. The over-under for the Vikings is 20.5. Over-under for the Eagles is 27.5. All right. Quick quarterback quiz.
Ready?
That's quick, not easy to say.
Quarterback? No, it's not.
Quick quarterback quiz.
Three quarterbacks all time have at least 250 touchdown passes and fewer than 110 interceptions thrown. That's a great ratio. More than 250 touchdown passes in their career, fewer than 110 interceptions. Three all time.
I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
Russell Wilson.
Correct.
And Kirk Cousins.
That's correct.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Three guys we're talking about.
I was just told that the anytime touchdown, you have to either catch or you have to run it in. It's not a, so they're banking on Jalen Hurts running one in or maybe catching one. The Philly special. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, and they did not change that rule this year, so they could still push Jalen Hurts through for the fourth and one.
Oh, yeah.
Then they kind of mastered that play.
Yes, Todd.
What if you block a punt and fall on it in the end zone? Where does that fall in? You didn't catch it and you didn't receive it? You didn't run it in?
Oh, it'd be a touchdown.
So it could be, but it doesn't have to be something you either caught or ran in. You can, even if it fell on it.
Okay. Yeah, but if you look at a box score, it'll say block punt and then such and such scored the touchdown. So they don't just say block punt touchdown. They give credit to whoever recovers that. All right. Anything else that needs to be mentioned here?
It's a funky stat, isn't it? Kirk Cousins stat-wise?
Yeah.
Hall of Fame stats.
You're just saying numbers can lie.
They do. Because when you look at what he's done in prime time, I'm more amazed by Eli Manning was 6-17 in primetime games. Andy Dalton won 1 out of 15 primetime games. Aaron Rodgers, sub-500. Roethlisberger, sub-500. Kirk Cousins, 4-10 in primetime road games.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what stat of the day.
Yes, Paul.
David Tyree should get a job at Omaha Productions. He should be lifetime Hall Pass. That puts him in the Hall of Fame. You're a regular season 500 quarterback. You didn't lead the league in any categories except for interceptions in your career three times. And believe me, I love Eli Manning. He's great, but
he's not a Hall of Famer. He's going to be.
Yep.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
He did lead them and was very responsible.
He had two incredible years.
Yep.
Postseason.
His stats absolutely. In those two postseasons were very good.
Yes. If I just looked at those stats and I didn't attach two Super Bowl wins to it, he would not be a Hall of Famer. Even with one Super Bowl, you could make an argument there. Yes, Mark.
In 25 years, no one's even going to know about his record or anything like that. You're going to know about the two Super Bowl rings. So I didn't know Joe Namath had more interceptions than touchdowns until I was an adult. All I knew was Super Bowl III and the guarantee. So in 20 years, they don't even know, nor will they care.
Two rings and a jacket, that's it.
And beating Tom Brady twice. He didn't beat Rich Gannon.
Yeah, but Jim Plunkett won two Super Bowls.
He didn't beat Tom Brady.
Yeah, but nobody talks about like his regular season number. They just say, oh, yeah, Jim Plunkett. Yeah, he won two. He's not getting in the Hall of Fame.
It's fair. Jim Plunkett was somewhat of a bust coming out of college. He didn't work out that well. But he was 8-2 in the postseason of his career, two playoff runs where he played great and two rings.
Yeah. It's, what is expected of quarterbacks now. If you go back and look at Bob Greasy or Bart Starr's stats, you'd go, man, how do they keep their jobs? But they were part of great teams, some of the greatest teams of all time. But what was asked of you back then is different than what's asked of you now. You have to be able to put up big numbers. Everybody's throwing the football. Back then, the Dolphins had an unbelievable running attack. The Packers had an unbelievable running attack. They were game managers, true game managers. And that's all you needed to do. You were part of a great team. And you got rewarded as a result of that. I mean, even the Vikings, when the Vikings lost Super Bowls, those players weren't rewarded. They got to the Super Bowl, but they weren't rewarded because they didn't win. When you win, we look at you differently. And quarterbacks nowadays, if you can put up, you know, 300 passing touchdowns, that used to be incredible. I remember looking at that stat with Fran Tarkington, 310 touchdowns. And I go, nobody's going to throw for 310 touchdowns. Now it feels like you have to throw for 300 touchdowns. Used to be like 500 home runs. You gotta hit 500 home runs. Now it's like, okay, not a big deal. Hey, you only hit 500 home runs? Yes, Mark.
It's like 50 home runs now.
Yeah.
We're like, Matt Olson, who's that?
Although I think it's weird how it got more interesting and it felt like more important when you go, nobody's hitting that amount of home runs. If, you know, people are hitting a lot of home runs. It's just, you know, Olson has 51. Although I did see a stat here. Here's something for you. This is pretty mind-boggling. Kyle Schwarber, he has struck out 192 times this year. Now, I think he's hit 40 home runs. Might be the worst 40 home run season in baseball history. So Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies has struck out 192 times. Tony Gwynn struck out 188 times in the 90s. Right, Darius?
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day. Yay, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. So in the decade of the 90s, Tony Gwynn struck out 188 times. Kyle Schwarber has struck out 192 this season. Also, here's one for you. Tony Gwynn once went 1,500 at-bats without striking out in consecutive plate appearances. 1,500. But wait, there's more with Tony Gwynn. 69 times in his career, he had runners on second and third with two outs. He never struck out. From age 35 until 41, Tony Gwynn batted a combined 350. I know we don't value batting average. I certainly like a guy who puts the ball in play. I have a better chance of getting on than if I strike out. Right? That's just logic there. But hey, we want you if you walk and you hit a home run. Yes, Paulie.
Kyle Schwarber is this generation's Adam Dunn. Adam Dunn led the league in strikeouts like four or five times. He would always hit 40 home runs, hit like 219. I think Kyle Schwarber's hitting under 200 this year.
Yeah. Do you know which team has hit the most home runs in the history of baseball? I did not know this. The Braves are closing in. The Braves have hit 282 home runs. That's the fourth most in a season in baseball history. The single season record. Paulie?
I'm going to go, I'm trying to get the date. I'm going to go early 90s Oakland A's.
Nope.
Oh, that was my...
Nope. How about I give you a big hint? It was set in 2019.
Come on.
Yeah. This team hit 307 home runs.
Yankees?
Nope. Mm. Marvin?
I know the answer. Okay. I'm recusing myself.
Why? Yeah. Why start now?
Yeah.
Oh! With a shift of direction.
Wow. Why start doing that now, Marvin?
That's just
pull back
right.
The curtain.
That's not right.
The Wizard of Oz.
The Brewers.
The Minnesota Twins.
Twins, I said.
You got it. Yeah. In 2019... hit 307 home runs. Can you name a Minnesota Twin in 2019?
Joe Mauer.
Isn't that amazing? Like, the Twins hit the most home runs in a season in baseball history. All these great lineups. The Twins. Yeah, Paul.
It's weird because it feels like we're out of the PED steroid era. Like, no one's questioning Matt Olson. No one's questioning anybody. But we're in the don't care if you strike out launch angle, only play for home run era. So there's going to be a bunch of dudes hitting 40 and 50, and no one's going to stand out.
Did you see that article, I think ESPN, on the biogenesis with the whole controversy with steroids and that A-Rod ratted out Manny Ramirez?
Shocker.
And he ratted out a few guys. And he was trying to save himself. But I don't know why this came up a decade later. But I think, you know, ESPN did a deep dive. What was the guy's name? Tony, was it Bosch?
Tony Bosch. Yes. Biogenesics. He was the operator.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember that? The mini mall.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's like some strip mall that you drive by and you're like, that's where baseball is getting bigger.
Yeah.
Right there.
In the documents, it says that A-Rod named Manny Ramirez, Ryan Braun, and another all-star player whose name they don't have as clients of Biogenesis as well.
Yeah, I think he was trying to, hey, I'm going to give you these names. Can you, not out me with this? Yeah, he's become the face of baseball there for the mothership. Let's see. Jim in Ohio. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Danettes.
Morning, Jim.
I'm on the question regarding Mike Tomlin. I do agree with you that Steelers aren't going to fire him, but don't you think it's time they sit him down and encourage him to semi-voluntarily resign? I mean, their offense has been dismal for several years now, and really this whole Canada issue falls on Tomlin's shoulders. So I think every game, in fact, I think they're past the time of winning. That happened several years ago, and I'm a Steelers fan. I have been for 50 years now.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for the phone call, Jim. I don't know. He's still a damn good coach. I think he got a lot out of that team last year, and I don't think there were high expectations for them. You got a good receiver. You got potentially a good quarterback. You got a running game. Got some defensive players. We were also wondering about this. When the Chicago Bears picked up Chase Claypool, like the first thing I would say is Mike Tomlin is making Chase Claypool available. Mike Tomlin doesn't get rid of good players. Like wouldn't you go, why does he want to get rid of this guy? If you see Chase Claypool, you'd go, man, that guy, he is going to be an all-pro. He's going to be a star. And then you watch him play and you go, does he even like football?
That's a very good description.
Oh, yes. I don't know if he does. I've said this before many times. There are guys who are really good at sports. That doesn't mean they love sports. There's just guys where you go, oh, my God, Kelvin Benjamin. I remember walking on the field in Denver opening night, and Carolina came out, and I go, that's a basket. Like the Nuggets just came onto the floor. And you see Kelvin Benjamin, and you're thinking, that guy should be Calvin Johnson. Like he was, you know, like you were watching him, you're going, golly. And I remember Chase Claypool at Notre Dame, and I'm thinking, he's that tight end wide receiver. He's going to be great. I just don't know if he loves football. Yeah, Mark.
He's got all the physical tools.
Yes, he does. Thank you.
I hate that so much.
I know.
He's got all the physical tools.
Yeah.
All right, does he like to play football?
And if any team needs engaged wide receivers, it's the Bears.
I think I need some mental tools, not necessarily physical, like mental. Right. Do you want to play?
You know what, Dan? If he puts it all together,
yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
Potential.
Oh, yeah. Potential. All right, play of the day is up next. TireRack.com is waiting. I mean, you're going to need tires eventually, but they're waiting. They'll always be there. TireRack.com, you're going to get fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection. That's just the start. They have a test track, their facility in South Bend, Indiana. They test all the tires, then they give you all the information. Also, if you get confused and you're like, I don't know what tires I should be getting, they have an easy-to-use tire decision guide. You get a personalized tire recommendation, and it's going to take about 2 minutes. So that's the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Just go to TireRack.com.
Bridgestone.com/Dan. They sell only the best. They got Bridgestone tires, the full lineup. They ship fast and free. They have over 10,000 recommended installers. Also, mobile tire installation. Ask about that. It's available in a lot of areas. That means a technician will bring the tires to you at your home or office and install them on site. TireRack.com/Dan. See the entire lineup of Bridgestone tires. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
1-2, drill to deep left center field, rising back towards the seats, and that is buried deep into the seats. In fact, that's onto that concourse above the seats. It's a two-run homer for Riley, and it's 2-0 Braves.
That's courtesy of the Braves Radio Network. Austin Riley homered for the Braves as they win the National League East. 282 home runs so far. Play of the day brought to you by Panini America, the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all, Panini trading cards. You can start or continue your collection now at paniniamerica.net.
Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, DP.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I've got a pie to the face bet, Russell Wilson pie to the face bet, but I wanted to share a little fun fact that I was doing a deep dive on week one comparisons this year and last year.
Okay.
The Broncos played the Seahawks last year, first game of the season, week one. Seahawks won 17-16. This year, Broncos played the Raiders. Raiders won 17-16. Don't know if it means anything, but kind of a fun fact there.
All right. Thank you, Tom. What's your pie to the face bet?
My pie to the face bet is going to be with anyone in the room that Russell Wilson will be benched. Now, that means maybe taken out maybe in the third quarter, they're behind or whatever like that. I think Sean Payton's going to take an opportunity to bench Russell Wilson one game this year.
Oh, this year. Well, what if he gets hurt? Now, is that like just performance benching is what you're talking about, Tom?
You can be the mediator on that, Dan. I was thinking just for performance.
All right. Performance-based benching for Russell Wilson Jr. III. Anybody want a piece of Tom? Pie to the face. Anybody? Polling?
I'm not taking it. It could be one of those blowouts where they protect him and they put in Jarrett Stidham, whoever the backup is.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be performance-related.
Yeah.
No.
It might be.
I wouldn't allow that one to happen.
Okay.
Yeah. If he's just, you know, 6 for 22 with 2 interceptions, then that's performance-based. Todd?
I could see that happening. If he's saying before the season, you know, stop kissing babies, and they took away his special locker room or whatever special setup he had, you know, it's definitely within reason that he would have Russell sit if he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing.
All right, Seton?
No, I don't see that happening. But the Russell Wilson disrespect right now is just off the charts. Who would you rather have a quarterback for your team, Kirk Cousins or Russell Wilson? Do you want to take a guess?
I hope people are saying Russell Wilson, that they would take.
Some people are.
But not a majority?
No, it's about a 81-19 split, Kirk Cousins.
Oh.
Now, is that a statement on Russell Wilson struggling or Kirk Cousins playing well?
Or likability.
I don't know if people realize what Kirk Cousins did opening week. Like, I don't know if you say this is recency bias. That would just be based on what Russell did last season. I mean, Russ looked pretty good the first week. Yeah, Todd.
I think if Russell Wilson didn't tell everyone how he was working out on the plane while everyone else was sleeping and didn't do the Subway commercials, I think it would be more like 60-40 Cousins.
Wait, you don't think that the fans, they like Russell Wilson, the person? I mean, he didn't play well at all last year.
Is that what this is? This isn't performance-based, this is likability?
I think some of that is factored in, yeah.
People like Kirk Cousins more than they like Russell Wilson?
I think people started to like Kirk Cousins when they got to know him. I think there was, that's why I said when I started the show, I don't know why he's not liked.
Is it because he did that quarterback thing?
Yes.
And you got to watch him?
Yes.
You're like, oh, look, man, this dude's putting in work. He's just not, he might not be great. You know, because he's putting in a lot of work, and this is like the best you're going to get out of him.
We should root for somebody like him.
But what, Russell Wilson's doing the same thing, isn't he?
But we have rooted for Russell Wilson. We've never rooted for Kirk D. Cousins.
I don't know. Like, I don't know about that.
Russ went to, he won a Super Bowl, lost a Super Bowl. He married Ciara. He's done well.
Not in that order either, by the way.
You know, I feel like years ago, though, there was of a good stretch of time that we did these types of poll questions with Kirk Cousins, and it was like, no, I'm telling you, you want Kirk Cousins over Cam Newton or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, who would you pay more?
All right.
He had a real underdog quality to him for a long time.
Yes.
And now you just might
Yeah. Well, you know, this was the narrative, as they like to say. Well, he's winning because of the defense. And then when the defense kind of fell apart, then we're like, all right, let's see if Russ can cook. And then I think that's when things started to change a little bit there. And then there were stories that came out, and then people, I think, kind of soured on him a little bit. Like, he kind of goofy. Like, he's not normal. You know, he's always got a tuxedo in his back seat of his car. Like, But he would go to hospitals. He would do all these great things. But it felt like he wasn't endearing himself to people.
It starts to come with an eye roll.
Yes.
Sometimes, like, yeah. Oh, of course you saved that puppy, too.
Yes.
Of course you did.
Yeah, yeah. He was working out on the trip to London while his teammates were sleeping. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, say your prayers, eat your vitamins type guy. Like, yeah. Oh, my gosh, would you stop already?
Which is so weird, because I know that I do it. I know I'm definitely an eye roller for things. But it's like, man, the dude's just trying to be a good person. Maybe he's just trying too hard to be a
yes,
good person.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's a try hard.
Yes.
Save the puppy.
Of course. Yeah. On your way to practice that day, you saved the puppy.
Yeah. He threw himself in front of a moving van and saved the puppy.
Very brave.
Thank you.
Save the puppy.
Save the puppy.
Come on, Russell. Save the puppy. Yeah. Come on, kid.
Yes, Paul.
I have quarterback ratings after week one. Who's leading the NFL right now in quarterback rating? Jordan Love. Second is Desmond Ritter. Third is Brock Purdy. Want to know the bottom four? Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Daniel Jones, Ryan Tannehill.
Mm.
It's week one.
Yeah.
There was a thing I saw, too, that people were like, week one, these four quarterback salaries add up to, $1.5 billion, and they combined for one touchdown.
Yeah, I saw that. And it's a long season.
Yeah, it is.
It's a long season.
I mean, it's basically still the preseason anyway.
Yeah, well, the first month, yeah, according to Coach Belichick. Should we do the game? And what was the phrase we had? The winningest or
most winningest
game
this weekend?
The mustiest must win. Right?
The mustiest must win.
Mustiest. It's smells a little funny, but you got to win it.
Yeah. It's must winningest game this weekend.
Jaguars.
Maybe we'll change that up for hour two. Our good buddy Nick Wright is set to join us coming up next hour. More phone calls as well. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. A lot of great items if you go to danpatrick.com. A lot of great t-shirts for sale. We'll let you know when the next batch of moonshine drops. Hour two on the way. One more item. We close out hour one every week. We talk about our friends at Panini America, and why not? These are the official products of the NFL, UFC, NBA, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. One-of-a-kind digital cards. These are the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Collectors can share your cards in the public gallery. Also, you can complete challenges, earning exclusive award cards. Also, keep an eye out on the newly released NFL and NBA Prism Packs, and also keep an eye out on the Panini NFT platform. New features coming next month. The only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. Get started. Visit nft.paniniamerica.net. That's nft.paniniamerica.net. These are the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.